اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. I really welcome you all. Here again, we have some of the students of Sevier International Schools, Brother Fawad Haider, Brother Hassan Nasrullah, and Hussein Ruhullah. So, I really welcome you all. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. How
are you fine?
Yes.
Yes, Fawad. Hassan?
Yes.
Okay, alhamdulillah. So today, the same as our previous sessions, inshallah, two of the verses of Surah Al-Baqarah on page 39, the last two verses of page 39. Inshallah, we'll practice, we'll have a short explanation, plus the tajweed rules, the important ones. So brothers and sisters, I really want you to hold your Quran, turn to page 39, ayah 244. And 245 of Surah Al-Baqarah. Before we start, let's everyone listen to the recitation of these two verses.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَقَاتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا فَيُضَاعِفَهُ لَهُ أَضْعَافًا كَثِيرَةً وَاللَّهُ يَقْبِضُ وَيَبْسُطُ وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ.
That was nice. Make sure, inshallah, you listen carefully now. I will be reciting Fawad, Hassan, and Hussein, and also our brothers and sisters who are listening to us. So I will recite. Make sure you listen carefully and repeat. Okay?
Yes.
Right? أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
وقاتلوا في سبيل الله واعلموا أن الله سميع عليم.
وَقَاتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ.
مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا فَيُضَاعِفَهُ لَهُ أَضْعَافًا كَثِيرَةً.
من ذا الذي يقرض الله قرضا حسنا فيضاعفه له أضعافا كثيرة
والله يقبض ويبسط وإليه ترجعون.
والله يقبض ويبسط وإليه ترجعون.
أحسنتم ما شاء الله. Thank you so much. Allah bless you إن شاء الله. وقاتلوا في سبيل الله واعلموا أن الله سميع عليم. Fight in the way of Allah and you should know that Allah Almighty is all hearing and all knowing. Guys, sometimes people try to fight against others, okay? And they're claiming that we're fighting for the sake of Allah Almighty, okay? In the name of jihad that we have. Some terrorist groups, okay, these days, in the name of Islam, so they are trying to fight with others, okay? Conquering the countries, for example, they are claiming that we are doing jihad, but in fact, it's not jihad, right? In fact, it is terrorizing others, okay? Terrorism. So, وَقَاتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ Jihad you have to do. Jihad has certain conditions, okay? There, nowadays, there should be an imam, by the command of an imam, under the with the army of the imam, we have to do jihad, fight with others, okay? But nowadays, imam is in ghaiba, in great occultation, so we don't have the permission to go to other countries and fight, okay? Except we have the defensive one these days. If other people, terrorists, okay, if they are trying to terrorize our countries or any of, for example, Islamic cultural and Islamic values, okay, of course we need to defend. Like we defend, like what? In Syria. So they are trying to terrorize the Holy Shrine of Lady Zainab and other Muslims. We need to defend. All right? So this is not called terrorists, okay, that we defend. But actually, what they do is called terrorism. Okay. Now, there are certain conditions for the jihad, okay? Inshallah, you can refer to the Tafasir book. Inshallah, you can have the explanation there. Man the ladhi, next ayah tells you an important point. It talks about loan. Do you know about loan?
Yes. Qarb.
Which means, like you lend someone who needs, someone who asks you about, say, give them some money, yes? You should lend them if you have, okay? So it's so good. Look, Allah Almighty says, "Man ذا الذي يقرض الله قرضا حسنا." Allah Almighty says, if you lend someone, a needy person, the one who needs some money, okay, to do something. So if you give him your Muslim brother, if you lend him some money, and if you solve a problem from him, okay, this is as if you have lent Allah Almighty. You've given a loan to Allah Almighty, okay? It has a lot of thawab, okay? So it says that you have to try to solve the problems of your Muslim brothers, okay? إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةً We are brothers and we have to help each other, okay? This is an important thing. If you do so, Hassan, if you lend someone, فَيُضَاعِفَهُ لَهُ أَضْعَافًا كَثِيرًا Allah Almighty will double it for you. The hasana, okay? There are certain conditions also for a person to lend, okay? And yeah. وَاللَّهُ يَقْبِضُ وَيَبْسُطُ Allah Almighty is the one who increases, who decreases, okay? The hasanat, the good things, the rewards. So وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ We will return to Allah Almighty. The important point was this, that if someone asks you, and you know that he needs money, for example, lend him if you have, okay? Then inshallah, for the certain time, you should ask him and he has to pay back. Yes?
So if you give some money to a person, mm-hmm. like an amount,
yes,
Allah will exactly double it.
Will double it. Allah Almighty, for example, you give him like $10, okay? Lend $10, so Allah Almighty will not give you $20, okay? It doesn't mean this, the reward, the hasana, okay? That inshallah you will gain. Actually, there are some times, okay, you gain a lot of money.
It's thawab is doubled or?
Thawab is also doubled, both in this dunya and akhirat also. Look, sometimes you gain a lot of money from different places and you don't exactly expect those money. Sometimes you get some money and you've never expected those money, okay? The money, yes? This is one of the example of فَيُضَاعِفَهُ لَهُ أَضْعَافًا كَثِيرًا Sometimes, okay? So I want you to refer to the Tafasir book, inshallah, for explanation more on these two verses.
قرآني في قلبي دوما يغمرني من فيض ضياء آيات
IRIB English Radio, in cooperation with Xavier International Schools, presents
والكون الواسع في صدري أحضنه غرضا وسعى
Let's recite the Quran.
Now, the very, very important tajweed rules, inshallah, will mention. وَقَاتِلُوا قَاتِلُوا. Here, a heavy sound with the letter qaf. فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. Three important points I want to mention here. The first one is that you have to skip Hamzatul Wasl. It's easy. You have to know. Okay. So the first rule is the mad here. وَعْلَمُوا حُسَيْن. Do you think this mad is wajib?
No.
No, it's not wajib, yes?
Yes.
It's not mandatory. So you can skip the mad. وَعْلَمُوا. Or skip it. وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ. What was the rule?
If Hamza and the mad are in the same letter.
In the same word.
Yeah, in the same word.
So?
In the same word, so the mad is wajib.
Wajib.
But if not, it's...
It's jais. Munfasil. So, thank you. Yeah, that's the rule. That's the rule. Look at the harful mad. We have three harful mad. Huruful mad. Alif, waw, ya. If you see this, these letters... With a fatha, kasra, dhamma before of them, yes? Of course. Like, plus hamza. Here, a mad is applied. But sometimes this mad is wajib, sometimes it is not wajib, it is ja'iz. So wajib, we mean it is obligatory. You have to stretch the sound for six counts. Wa'alamu, for example, six counts. If the mad, the harful mad, alif, waw, ya, and hamza, if they are not in the same word, if they are in two separate words, it means it's not obligatory for you to stretch the sound for six counts. Okay? You can do it or skip it. Or stretch it for three counts, four counts, no problem. وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ. Second rule here, second point, is about the pronunciation of the letter la. Heavily, yes? Because, Hussein, what is the rule, Hassan? There is, before the word Allah, there is
a fatha sound.
If there is a fatha sound, or a dhamma sound, a or u sound, you have to pronounce the letter lam in the word Allah and the word Allahumma heavily, with a heavy sound. An-Allaha. But if there is a kasra sound, lightly. Bismillahi, a flat sound. Bismillah, a'udhu billahi, right? That's the second rule, second point. The third point is about the tanween on the word sami'un, tanween plus ayn. So, what rule is applied?
Idhar.
Idhar,
yes.
Normally, pronounce the letter, the tanween. Sami'un alim. That's it. Next ayah. من ذا الذي ميم نون ساكن plus ذال إخفاء simple yes من ذا الذي يقرض الله the letter ضاد ذال حا they are important you have to pronounce them correctly قرضا حسنا قرضا here تنوين plus حا إظهار But next one is إخفاء حسنا فيضاعفه له Make sure you prolong it. أضعافا إخفاء again. أضعافا كثيرة You can continue or stop here. Jim tells you this. والله يقبض ويبسط قاف ساكن با ساكن قلقلة Echoing sound, yes? يقبض ويبسط Here. Do you see a scene on the top of Sad?
Yes.
It tells you that you can pronounce it
both
as scene. Both ways. Sad or scene, no problem. Okay?
Yes.
وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ
So it doesn't change the meaning.
No. So, guys, that was all about the tajweed rules here in these two verses. Thank you so much. We've mentioned the most important ones. Practice them well. For the tafsir points, refer to the tafsir books, okay? I give thanks to everyone who have been with us in this session, brothers and sisters. and also Fawad, Hassan, Hussein. See you inshallah in the coming sessions. Thanks to IRIB English Radio and several international schools for cooperations and holding this kind of Quranic session. See you inshallah in the coming sessions. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه